listener production.
Nurses to consider a new offer from the Premier, calls to upgrade Macquarie Wharf and all of your Commonwealth Games action. Partly cloudy, a shower or two, we're heading to a top of 16 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke and this is your Hobart Local News. A dispute between nurses and the state government could be headed for a resolution. It comes as nurses strike for a third time in the last week. Yesterday, walking out of the Launceston General Hospital, nurse Kylie Stubbs joining calls for reinforcements as staff shortages bite.
Nurses are fearful that they're not providing safe patient care. I spoke with a colleague of mine today who's been a nurse for 41 years and she said it's the worst that she has ever seen it.
While the Premier's announced a range of measures aimed at easing their workload, recently retired health staff will be offered a return to work bonus of $2,000 and State Health Secretary Catherine Morgan-Wicks says clinical support will be introduced in novice heavy wards as well as other measures.
We will be increasing antiviral access for Tasmanians over the age of 70 and those eligible by making available grant funding to GPs so that they or their practice nurse can preemptively review patients.
Emily Shepherd from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation's welcomed the news and says the offer will be put to its members in the coming days.
I think it's really positive that the government have listened to our members' concerns and have actually put forward a really detailed response in terms of solutions.
The state government's facing pressure to upgrade Macquarie Wharf or lose our Antarctic operations. Hobart's four councils warning the wharf needs urgent upgrades to continue hosting the Noiina. Lord Mayor Anna Reynolds says our status as the Antarctic gateway could be sunk.
And the first step is a port that works, where our own polar ship, but also polar ships from other countries can actually tie up.
Tasmanian Polar Network's chair Richard Fader says the 50-year-old wharf is in dire need of extra space and modern amenities.
There's been degradation of the wharf and the wharf face and wharf deck over the last couple of decades.
While the Deputy Premier, Michael Ferguson's hoping the Commonwealth will find the funds to float it.
We would certainly be hopeful in the federal budget upcoming in October or perhaps next year's federal budget.
A glimmer of hope for some off the back of another interest rate rise this week. It's now at a six-year high of 1.85%. Small Business Council CEO Robert Mallett says some people will benefit from the cash rate increase.
Tasmania has the oldest population of anywhere else in Australia. So for all those self-funded retirees or people with term deposits, people who have been moaning the fact that they might have had a couple of hundred thousand and they put it in the bank and they get 0.9%, it might be soon that they actually might rejoice.
And plenty of Tasmanians are in action on day six of the Commonwealth Games. It's headlined by Moore Ariane Titmus, this time in her pet event, the 400-metre freestyle. Titmus won her heat, the final, getting underway shortly. Eddie Ockenden and Josh Belts return for the Kookaburras against South Africa later this hour, while overnight Sam Fox made his debut in the mountain biking, finishing sixth place overall. Rebecca Van Ash continues in the group stage of the women's triples in the lawn bowls, the team defeating the Falkland Islands overnight and a currently playing South Africa.
Listener.